The Adopt-A-Child program in Quinney West needs a helping hand. Joining the conversation this morning is Lisa Treemstra. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thank good you. Morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That's the first time I've said that.
Really? Yeah, we're almost close to December. We're going to start getting used to it.
Oh, boy. It seems so soon, but it is. It's coming.
The Adopt-A-Child program in Quinney West. Give us the latest.
Well, we are in dire need, and registration was extended, which is great. We have over 400 families so far, and we are expecting more. Some of these families, I've seen up to 8 kids. So we're anticipating we're around 700-800 children so far, but a lot of older kids this year, and that is making it really challenging. They struggle to shop for them.
So what's the process then for those listening this morning on their way to work or they're home getting ready for work and getting the kids off to school? What's the process now to support the Quinney West Adopt-A-Child program?
You can call Trenton Glass, and the ladies there will help you out and give you the information on child. You can email me, lisatreemstra@gmail.com. You can make a donation. If you don't have time to do the shopping or wrapping yourself, you can do that right on our website or at Trenton Glass or Bay Marine.
And is there a website also we can get, like, for more information, Lisa?
Yes, QuinneyWestAdoptAChild.ca.
Lisa, are the numbers up significantly this year than what you've witnessed in the past?
No, actually, they don't seem to be up like a huge amount compared to COVID years or anything like that. But we won't know yet because registration was extended. So it's just lots of people want to help out, but they really want to help the little kids. And that's great. They're fun to shop for. But it's those older children that really know what they're missing. And that's the ones where we struggle to help.
Beautiful. Lisa Treemstra calling the show, Quinney West Adopt-A-Child program. We'll put all the information up on a morning show blog as well. And I've known Lisa. She worked with Quinney Broadcasting for many years, her and her husband John, blessed with 3 children. I remember when the kids were young. Can you give me an update on how your children are doing?
The children are doing very well. My oldest is a Redfield plumber. He bought a house with his girlfriend, and we're just waiting for him to take the next step.
Wow.
My middle child is awesome. He's in trade school in Kingston. He's a volunteer firefighter. And our youngest daughter is in her second year of paramedic and just found out her placement's going to be with Hastings. So we're pretty proud. Yeah. So we also have an oldest, and she's actually a midwife, our oldest.
Wow.
She must be really proud.
Yeah. We are very proud of all of them.
Well, well done. I mean, the jury was out on you and John, but looks like you're doing all right.
Right? Who knew?
Exactly. Thank you, Lisa, for this, and have a great Christmas, and we'll get you back on one day next week just for an update.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much.